Innovation. While that is good news for consumers in the form of innovation and cheaper prices, it means fierce competition, tech analysts and executives say. Installation. California regulators on Thursday approved a $350 million program to subsidize the installation of solar water heaters to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Legislation. Dignity in Dying campaigns for terminally ill, mentally competent adults to have the choice of an assisted death, in line with legislation in Oregon. There is no evidence of this legislation having a negative impact on potentially vulnerable groups. Objection. If you participate in a conference call and you don't raise any objections, that suggests you were consulted, said one senior law enforcement official. Obligation. We believe in earning the trust of our fellow Afghans daily. It is our responsibility, our obligation, and our duty. We seal our commitment in the blood of our officers and patrolmen who sacrifice daily. Obsession. William Damon, head of the Stanford University Center on Adolescence, talked to Newsweek's Pat Wingert about why the tween years are the age of obsession and how parents should react. Perfection. Pope John Paul II whipped himself with a belt, even on vacation, and slept on the floor as acts of penitence and to bring him closer to Christian perfection, according to a new book by the Polish prelate spearheading his sainthood case. Persuasion. As lawyers, salesmen, and politicians should know, persuasion is an art. What they probably do not know is that varying the distance between the speaker and his target may affect the persuader's success.
Debris. What are those people looking for in the debris?
A pinned down child stuck under the debris after the quake.